I really thought you said to sit in your own jizz first.
Well, that too, if you were inclined.
Yeah, if one were so inclined to jizz on my seat of toilet.
God
no,
damn
but
it.
I made the mistake. My mom loves the original Grinch, the Boris Karloff one.
Yes.
And I finally found it a long time ago in VHS. And I was like, yes, here we go. Finally got it for her. She's never owned it. And then I get it, and then she puts it in, and then immediately is like, what the fuck is this? I didn't realize, speaking of our last episode we were talking about, I didn't realize Walter Matthau redid all of the narration.
Really?
It's not good. And I was like, I don't even disagree with you. I'm so sorry. I'll find you the other one.
Yeah, maybe I have seen that one. You're right.
Let me see if I can find it. It's not good. It does not stand. Boris Karloff is perfect for that.
Yes, he is. The
Grinch, Walter.
And I always like. I remember watching, going to see the Grinch, Jim Carrey in theater, and even then, I was just like, "Oh, this movie sucks."
It is what it is, you know. Okay, here's the Walter Matthau. Ready?
Is it really? Oh God. Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't screwed on just right. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most
if I don't do this, the boogie's gonna break my finger. If I had three words to describe you, it would be stink, stink, stomp.
Do you hear it though?
No, I don't hear anything.
Oh damn! Really, you didn't hear that?
No, I don't hear it. It's not coming up.
Oh, what a bummer! Maybe if I do this.
Do do do.
Give me thumbs up, thumbs down.
All right.
Then the hooves, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, feast.
He's reading the book. It's not even animated. It's just still drawings.
It's, I don't know what the fuck this is, but the VHS I got was the movie with him on it. So they like
that's
dubbed
so
it over.
Weird.
And I was like, oh, this is not what I expected. I saw it say Walter Matthau, but I'm like.
I almost thought you were going to say it was swapped out with a gay porno. That's why mom's
it
like,
might as well have been.
It's just
like she was that offended.
Just as sacrilegious. Oh, that's funny.
I love the fact that I was like 7, yeah. and I still was ashamed because I should have known better that it wasn't Boris Karloff.
And hell, VHS set when you're 7, that probably cost you about $19.99.
No, it was in the discount section of the store, and I was like, oh yeah, and I found it. It was probably like $5.
It was in the discount burnt. Man.
Yeah, but I was like. It makes sense that it's $5. It's a classic. It's, you know, it's only 40 minutes or whatever, how long it is.
Right, yeah, roughly.
So, yeah, that makes sense. It was in the Christmas stuff. And anyway, good. Of late, I think of Cliffordville. Let's get to our intro.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. That's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Dark Territory.
Bordering in Wonderlands,
the Twilight Zone review.
Hello, citizens.
Welcome to
the Twilight Zone
review.
The podcast begins now.
Here's a clip.
Everything I own. Everything.
Witness a murder. The killer is Mr. William Feathersmith, a robber baron whose body composition is made up of a refrigeration plant covered by thick skin. In a moment, Mr. Feathersmith will proceed on his daily course of conquest and calumny with yet another business dealing. But this one will be one of those bizarre transactions that take place in an odd marketplace known as the Twilight Zone.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW Twilight Zone Review, Ear of the Beholder. Episode 478, Dick, we're almost at 500. TZ59, 414 of late, I think, of Cliffordville, Redux, Phoenix West.
Dick, Dickhead.
Is this your first time watching of late, I think, of Cliffordville?
I feel like it's not, but I think this is the first time I actually decided to watch the whole thing beginning to end.
Okay.
I feel like I've seen this before because I remember Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
Being in it and playing that character. I think I always caught in like the sci-fi channels marathon. I think I always caught this one like at the end
of
the beginning.
They play this every time.
Yeah.
It's always 8 p.m. or nine, like past the height, and they're like, yeah, here's some more. But I always catch it too. Like I always turn it on, I'm like, oh, it's up late. I always see in the beginning. I want to earn that sort of thing.
Well, the whole opening bit with the guy walking down the long hallway and all the secretaries going, oh my God, he's going to be molested horribly. Poor man. I put my pants on one leg at a time like you.
Oh, he doesn't say pants in the version I have.
Oh, you got the X-rated version.
Yeah, I have a different, like, I found the different footage, and I put it together for you.
I was hoping there would be
one. Yeah, but it starts off right here with that scene that you're talking about, all the secretaries.
Yeah.
Pulls out his cigar.
Mr. Colwell.
Mr. Feathersmith.
I can just see him now. That big, happy grin on his face just before he draws the... Have a cigar, Mr. Dietrich, before I you to pieces.
You never did like me.
I wouldn't say that, Mr. Feathersmith. I have disliked and detested you with great cordiality. I have found you to be, from the moment you came into my office, a predatory... conniving, acquisitive animal of a man. Without heart, sufficiently well managed to make you move heaven and earth to try to buy it on the first Monday of each month. Thank heaven I won't have to live to see the day when you stick your greasy ham f**ks into it. If you call that note, you'll f*** me.
Well, we're very much alike. Both from Cliffordville, we both put on our pants one at a time. And there the similarity ends.
How do you do, sir?
You. I dug, I scratched, I pushed, I went up. You understand that?
And now you're all the way up. That's what you are, Mr. Feathersmith. Plain.
That's you and I something over.
Indeed, Mr. Feathersmith, I had intended that we should. I think I might be able to sweeten the bit for you. This very attractive banker's daughter, for example.
And every love thought, there comes a steel in all your...
It's just a human frailty. I mean, to gloat just a bit when one has just a couple of professionals. Which, incidentally, is what I've done to you.
Nothing was mentioned, Mr. Feathersmith, about changing your chronological age. We said nothing about your insides, your heart, your veins, your kidneys, your... Your problem, Mr. Feathersmith, is that you... before you looked.
Mr. William J. Feathersmith, tycoon, who tried the track one more time and found it bigger than he remembered.
Why are there so many blank beeps in there?
I still get it. I got one recently that goes, why are there beeps that's supposed to be the original footage? And I wrote, who said it's supposed to be the original footage?
Do you not understand the joke?
No, people do not.
Jesus. No, this one was a lot of fun, though, because I love it when you always do those Faustian deals, and it's always like, oh, but... We didn't talk about this part of the deal where she's going, oh, your body is that of a 70-year-old man. We never talked about it being younger than that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and now you have 40 bucks. Give me $40 and I can get you out of this rut. I'm going to sell you this property. Give me $40 for it. It's yours. And then he gives it to the stable boy or whatever. And then the roles are reversed. I thought that was going to happen. I felt like that was going to be the ending. Which was, of course, what happens, which is great. I hate him so much. I hated Mr. Feathersmith so much. I'm so glad he got, like, destroyed.
You're supposed to, yeah.
I just all loved him. It was so great. He's such an asshole.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's so great.
There's a lot of these episodes. This one is a good mix of the nostalgia of I want to go back to this time with the devil mixed in, which is why I like this one so much. Because it's not just the one thing. It's got something else completely going on. And this one feels like it actually earned the hour-long format.
Yeah. I think you need an hour with this one because you're building up like the whole opening is like a 10-minute sequence between the two characters. Like you bought out my debt. I certainly did. And now I want you to pay me the $3 million. I can't do that, Mr. Feathersmith. You'll ruin me. Oh, will I ruin you?
If you call this, I'll be ruined.
I'll be ruined. And like John Kerry almost, that one. I'll be ruined.
John Anderson is another fantastic Twilight Zone episode.
And they have the whole, like, they gave me a gold watch when he talks to the custodian at the end. We got a gold watch 35 years ago for my 30th anniversary. You got a gold watch. Well, that's wonderful. And at the very end, he does the same thing. Where he's like, I got a gold watch 4 years ago. That's wonderful.
John Anderson is in 4 episodes of The Twilight Zone.
I was going to say, he does look awfully familiar.
He's in a passage for Trumpet, season 1. That's a Jack Klugman one.
Oh, that's that one? Yeah, that one's
okay.
He's
in season 2, Odyssey of Flight 33.
That one's, he's the pilot, right?
Yeah. Captain Skipper Farver. Season 4, this one, the one we're talking about. Season 5, The Old Man in the Cave, which is more, I think it's like the most memorable one.
He's the guy that tries to tell him don't eat the stuff, right? He's the one that says, you don't do it, don't listen to him.
Yeah, he's pretty much the main character.
He's what?
He's the main character in that one.
Right, yeah, because Lee Marvin comes in, he says, not Lee Marvin, it's James Coburn.
No, I think it is Lee Marvin. Yeah, Lee Marvin's in that one. James Coburn's
Coburn. The man in the cave, the computer that tells him don't eat the food, ends up being radioactive, and that's why they can't eat it. Everybody's dead at the end because he didn't listen. It was James Coburn. Lee Marvin was in Steel.
Okay, yeah, James Coburn's in that one. Lee Marvin is in the...
This robot, the robot one.
Yeah. Who was in the grave?
Was that John Carradine?
No, it was...
The grave. Oh.
That was season 5.
Oh, the grave. Some famous actor. Well, no, Donald Pleasance was in the one with the teacher. That's a different one.
I can't find the grave. It was season 5. Okay.
I don't remember. Was that? Oh, was it? No, it wasn't Boris Karloff. Why would he be? He was dead.
Mr. Garrity in the Grave, 5:32. That was. No, none of them. Okay, never mind. For some reason in my head, it was one of those guys, but no.
Well, you know why the grave? You probably were thinking of that Night Gallery episode where the kids dig that grave up and it's John Carradine in it. It's a grave, but it's called, what was it called? The Surprise or whatever.
Yeah, something
stupid. Buried Treasure, something stupid.
So this is another one of our sad stories, but we talked about this guy before. Albert Salmi, the main character, was involved in a murder-suicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
On April 22nd, 1990, Albert and Roberta Salmi were found shot to death in their home in Spokane, Washington. The police surmised that Salmi, who was separated from Roberta at the time and was suffering from severe clinical depression, shot his wife and then himself.
That's right. I just saw that the other day on the internet.
Yep, 1990.
The top 5, like, celebrities who murdered or who were involved in a crime, something like that.
Yeah, because he's in more than one Twilight Zone as well.
Yeah, shit. I don't remember here. Did we talk about that before? I don't remember that.
We did.
Man. Because what was the one where the guy...
He's in Caddyshack also.
Was he Caddyshack?
Yeah, Mr. Noonan.
Oh, shit. Oh, he's the one that says, how many bowls of cereal have you had? I don't know, 8? What are you, diabetic? I don't know. I think that's him. Oh, shit, that's hilarious. Wow, yeah, so that he murdered his wife and killed himself.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. What was the other one where he was in he was with a bunch of interns in Mexico and they poisoned him on his boat? Or they think he was poisoned, or he died of a heart attack, but he was probably poisoned. What was that guy? He was in one of the Twilight Zone episodes?
I'm not sure, but he's also in season 1, 26, Execution.
Oh, wow.
He's in season 3, 315, Equality of Mercy.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. He's a Twilight Zone guy, and yeah, murdered his fucking wife. He did Phil Hartman's wife.
Oh, he reversed it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Too bad he didn't wait until 1998.
He only died at age 62.
Shit. Man.
Here's a picture of the clown to make him look evil.
He said, I think the IMDb page said that he was 34 years old when he did the episode of Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Young. So they aged him up, of course, with makeup.
They age him up. They put the world's worst bald cap on him, and they put wrinkles right where the line is, and it makes it very obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. It's terrible. I mean, it's really small here, but
let's see. Yeah. Mixed up others with. And I did like the fact that, like, he buys it. Like, everything he does, he's so stupid because he doesn't realize what era it is. So he buys, and he goes, oh, I'm going to buy your land for $14, for 50 cents an acre. Ho, I fooled you. There's oil on that land, you dummies. And he said, yeah, we know, but we can't get to it because it's 6 miles under the earth.
Yeah.
Do you have a drill that goes 6 miles? Nobody does. They all have his fucking face.
Yeah, right. They won't get it for 30 years. Oh, no.
30 years. Oh, no. And he tries to explain to the people, the local blacksmiths, and he's laughing in his face. Don't you guys understand? What are you doing? I'm giving you gold, and you're just spitting in my face. What's wrong with you? And then Hottie, Julie Newmar, comes back.
Right.
She's Man. Like, oh, well, then you didn't say you forgot. You leapt. You fucked before you leaped.
Yes.
She really gets him in the ass right there.
She's like, what did you think about your deal?
Yeah.
That I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like,
is she dead or is she still alive?
She's still alive.
She's the one that's still alive. Yeah. The other Catwoman, I think, are all dead except for her.
Yeah, last I looked, she's still alive. Julie.
Yeah, Newmar, she's like the only Batman 66 person still alive, next to Robin, played by Burt Ward, who's just like, I don't know, he's still alive, he's still kicking.
She's born in 33 as well.
Shit.
Yeah. That's nuts. She's in a movie called Nudity Required in 89. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think she's afraid to show herself. I think she might have been a nude model at one point. I don't know. Probably not. That's just me dreaming.
I'm dreaming of an elderly nude lady. Yeah, I think everyone else is dead from that show.
Pretty much.
Adam West.
Yeah.
Alan Napier, of course. Neil Hamilton died right after the show. Madge Blay, blah, 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 blah. Cesar Romero died a long time ago. Burgess Meredith a while ago. Julia Newmar, she's still alive. Frank Gorshin's dead. His liver died long before he died. Vincent Price is dead. Burt Ward's still somehow alive.
Yeah. Burt Ward must have ate a lot of Adrenochrome.
What did we watch that had Frank Gorshin as a severe alcoholic in it?
Oh, that the TV movie about the van that was killing people, killing women on the highway.
Oh, that was what it was. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot what it's
Death
called.
Death Car on the Freeway.
That's right, Death Car, yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
He was just like...
He was so sad. You need to
apologize to the network.
We did that in Hollywood is Dead, and I was like, it's not even fun to make fun of him, it's just sad. Like,
yeah,
he's
fucking sad.
He's the car, and he's sure out the freeway. It's like...
All I gotta say is you don't know what.
Yeah.
I tried to find the rainbow. I tried my damnedest. So what? It's the Julie Garland. Whenever she did a rant once, she was drunk on stage, peeled out of her mind. She's going, I didn't find the wizard. So what? I tried my damnedest. Fucking great. You gotta find that. We gotta find some of those clips and put them into recyclable use here because
it's Julie Newmar.
Not Julie Newmar. It was Judy Garland.
Judy. Oh God.
Judy Garland talking about not finding the yellow brick road or her rainbow, something like that. Like I couldn't find it, and I tried my damnedest. So what? Just peeled out of her mind. at some function.
I found her in blackface doing Pickaninny and Everybody Sing.
That one I saw. That's pretty funny. And you know who else is in blackface with her? Good old Jerry. Fuck, what's his name? I just lost it. Oh, my God. I'm getting old. Mickey Rooney. Do for me. The Mixer. No. All right, well, that's all right. We have a perfectly good Fall Out Boy right here. Jolly Joggers.
The last days of Judy Garland. Judy Garland's life was filled with fame.
Oh, my God, she's so skinny.
I can't really hear anything, though.
I know. There was showing. You
make sure you didn't say anything too derogatory.
I just want to see if this has it, but no, it's not. I can't find that clip, man.
That's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
The Wizard of Oz was a beloved to take amphetamine. Health only added to the legacy serves as a curse.
Oh, no.
The years in Hollywood.
It's like a behind the... This amphetamines is the first thing I heard when I played that clip.
Yeah, she was probably high on methamphetamines for that one, yeah.
Yeah, oh, man. Judy Garland's a sad story. Even sadder than Twilight Zone. I had
to take pills to fit in that dress.
Follow the yellow brick. Yellow pills.
My tits down to make me look like a 12-year-old girl. I had 36 C's pouring out
Eliza.
Of me. Waiting for a man to squash them with his mouth.
Oh, man. What a
first seven husbands were all homosexual.
What a sad, sad life and family.
Oh, fucking Hollywood ruins people, man. Horrible. Horrible track record. Horrible lifestyle. Who wants to be famous? What's the point? It's awful.
Nowadays, you can get away with fame with a little bit more grace.
I don't know if you can. Not really.
But it's not like depravity now. Like, I don't agree with this, but whatever.
It's pretty deprived still. I mean, look at the Diddy tapes.
Yeah, but you could avoid that
never
shit.
Never got out of it. I don't think the depravity ever went away.
No, I'm not saying it's completely free of depravity. I'm just saying that was the norm back in old Hollywood.
Well, I hate to break to you, it never stopped being the norm. Even when they said it wasn't, they started doing it.
But you can do it nowadays without going through that shit.
Yeah, well, nowadays, nobody cares enough because it's just like, ah, whatever, I'll just get a hooker.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
The shit that ruined Eddie Murphy and Hugh Grant were like, yeah, I got a hooker. What of it? Armie Hammer's over here eating ladies. What? Shut the fuck up.
His career's over, too. Yeah. He's got a podcast coming out.
His mom gave him a vasectomy for his 38th birthday or something.
Oh, my God.
Saw that. I was like, wow.
Just because you're a sex addict who likes to eat women, we should probably not have any more of you.
Yeah, I think we're done with the Hammer legacy.
Yeah.
His father, MC, was the same way.
Yeah, I saw the documentary. It was pretty interesting. That documentary goes in depth. You're just like, holy shit.
You missed my joke, but yes.
Yeah, no, okay. I heard it.
Did you?
Say it again.
I said his father, MC.
It's very good. MC Hammer, yes. Can't touch them.
No, of late I think of Cliffordville, I like... It seems like an episode I wouldn't like because it is a lot of very long, boring conversations about real estate. But for some reason it works for me. And because it has a payoff and it just plays through and you see him being like, oh, I fucked myself here. Oh, I fucked myself here as well. Oh, shit. And he's kind of like stubbing his toe through the episode. And finally she's like, your veins are 77 or whatever. And then he's like, all right, I'll go back and I have nothing. Okay. And then it's just him and his employee swap. That's it.
Wow.
Simple episode.
Oh.
Thoroughly enjoyable. I think we need to get to Hollywood is Dead. Thou agree? It has a 7.2. I think it's far too low.
Is low, considering. Yeah, that's too low. We got bump those rookie numbers. We got to keep those rookies up. We got those numbers up.
I gave it an 8.
I gave it 8 as well.
All right. Nothing else to say about that. The next episodes will probably be next year. That is 479 is going to be Night Gallery, Lagoda's Heads, Rare Objects, and then TZ59, Nick of Time, and What's in the Box. Both Reduxes.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a little Shatner coming next year.
There you go.
Next year, Shatner in real life will die.
Hey, you say that. It hasn't happened yet.
I'm calling it now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you watch.
He's 90 years old.
Exactly.
No shit, he's going to die next year.
You could have said that at the beginning of this year and it wasn't true, but I'm calling it next year. I'm calling it. I was right on Spock. I called that one.
He was dying.
But I called. He was dying for a while.
He's been dying for 10 years.
He's Frank Gershwing it.
He's been dying. Hyman Roth has been dying of the same heart attack for 20 years.
Let's get out of here, Dick.
All right.
Until next time. And in the meantime.
I have a sunflower on my ass if you're interested.
I'm Phoenix West.
Dick, get sunflower.
So long, citizens, if you're interested.